I heard her purr in delight, for I knew she loved the ease in which she could captivate me.
Did I do this to you?
She murmured softly into my ear before tormenting me by licking my outer lobe.
Did I make you hard, baby?
Yeah, I replied like a weakened slob. Her hand began kneading my cock through the jeans as I almost fell back.
Tell me I made you hard,
she said. Oh, God, you did, Sharon. You did. You made me hard, I answered as we kissed again, suckling her thick, wet tongue between my lips.
This isn't the first time I made you hard, is it?
She asked after a few minutes of swapping spit. No. No, I voiced.
I did this to you,
she whispered in a low but amazed tone.
I really did this.
With that, Sharon backed off and stepped back away from me. Dumbfounded, I looked at her with a puzzled expression, as I knew immediately what she was doing. Closing the door behind her, Sharon then sauntered to each window, closing the curtains and shutting the blinds. With her robe partially undone, I watched her large tits peek out as she sauntered across the room. As the last curtain was secured, Sharon turned to me slowly, with a look of wanton vigor.
Are you sure you want this, Chris?
She asked.
That you want to make love to a 38-year-old woman like me?
Without any doubt, I stepped closer to her. More than anything, raising her arm, she pressed her palm to my bare chest to stop me.
Then I want you to watch me undress and know what it is you're getting. I want you to understand that this is the body you will have tonight. Once this robe comes off, Christopher, everything will change.
Only for the better, I replied without even thinking. Sharon brought up both arms to clasp the neck of the robe, gently slipping it down across her shoulders before stopping. Casting a coy grin my way, I shook my head with gratitude as finally that damn pink robe pooled about her ankles. Watching the robe come off was like slow motion, softly grazing past all those thick curves I wanted to taste, touch, and fondle on this sacred night. It released a heavenly vision of the most sumptuous feast a man could ever hope to see. She stood without any apprehension or regret. Maybe it was the alcohol, but I could tell Sharon was comfortable with her body and nudity. But what captivated me was the luscious hourglass figure of hers. Large, full breasts that glowed with subtle warmth. They were so thick. I'd never seen breasts so incredibly large before. Two full orbs of succulent flesh I wanted to devour with the intensity of 1,000 men. Then there was her stomach. Not the squashed flat abdomen, but a nicely curved stomach that complemented an already perfect body. Then there were those hips. Oh my God, those gloriously wide, fertile hips.
Take your time, Christopher,
she encouraged me.
I want you to know what you're getting yourself into.
Oh, Sharon, I breathlessly exhaled. You're so perfect. All of you.
Tell me what's your favorite part,
she exquisitely replied. I shook my head, still affixed to her fantastic hips and plentiful thighs. The answer was so obvious, and she knew it. Your hips, I remarked.
Why?
She asked. I stammered, never being put on the spot like this with a woman, but then again, I'd only been with mere amateurs before tonight. They just, I started. They're so, I don't know, I'm so beautiful, I said, trying to understand why they called me full.
Baby instinct,
she uttered, strutting to me gradually.
Maybe because it's the beast within. The animal that wants to mate. Or you just like your women with nice, big hips.
I sighed in selfish agreement. Oh, God, yes. The bigger the better. I watched her erotic strut swing her weight side to side. I thought about what she said and knew she was right. There was something more to it than just looking sexy. There was a deeper reason. Something I was born to obtain, and no matter what the cost. Sharon stopped inches from me as she curled her fingers under my jeans to undo my belt buckle. As she did, she taunted me with her sultry voice and sensual allure.
You want to be inside me, don't you?
She ended. I exhaled, nodding yes as our lips drifted across each other so lightly. Her boiling breath cascaded across my face as if a gift from the gods of utmost passion.
Put your hands on those big hips you want,
she said as I did without wasting another second. With that, I felt my pants and underwear drop as the crisp air struck my body. My raging cock bobbled free as its length easily filled the space between our bodies. I swayed forward to press the pre-cum tip to her smooth belly. Both of us moaned as her left hand cupped my shaft at the base.
I love knowing I can do this to a young man,
she said before she hungrily kissed me once more. Breaking the kiss, she said,
take me upstairs, Christopher. Please, carry me like I'm your woman.
You are my woman, I said before scooping her up in my arms for another soulful kiss. She fell into my embrace as I easily carried her to the stairway. Sharon sighed heavily as I stared into her deep mahogany eyes, projecting all the years of need and desire into her eyes. With her arms draped around my neck, I sauntered up the stairs, just like out of some romantic epic film, slowly and confidently.
You really want this, don't you?
She whispered. All I could do was nod yes as I felt her body briefly go limp. I could tell this meant more to her than just a one-night romp in the sack. Our gaze didn't falter as we made it to her doorway and into her cozy bedroom. Lit by just a low nightlight, it cast a soft, subtle glow to the large bedroom. With love and ease, I placed Sharon on her back as I crawled atop her with a deep, soulful kiss. Our bodies joined together on her bed. At long last, as I lost all bearings, I could feel those large breasts pillow out below my chest, inducing a gasp of total narcosis.
God, you're so beautiful, Christopher,
she moaned, caressing my back with her eager fingertips.
Perfect.
No, you're perfect, I said as my lips pressed to her soft, bare shoulder, appreciating the carnal sensation of my best friend's mother below me. God, this just felt so right. Both of us were in no rush whatsoever, as if we were already tuned to each other's essence and needs. With my tongue flat on Sharon's shoulder, I lazily lapped it crosswise across her collarbone to suckle the nape of her neck. Her flesh tasted of salt and body lotion. Yet I could care less, as it was her body, her flesh, her skin I loved tasting. Gasped Sharon.
So long since I've been kissed like that.
I curled my lips to feed off of her, cherishing that the fact that it was me who she said those words to, and no other man. With both hands beneath her shoulders, our flesh shifted together in slow, tranquil gestures of romantic infatuation.
God, I can't believe this,
she continued, squirming beneath me in repose.
I watched you grow up. Watch you become a man.
Yeah, I urged, gliding my tongue up to her ear. Who would have ever known we'd end up like this? Sharon locked up in a series of shudders, jolting as if my words triggered something. I locked my arms in place as I shifted up to share another sensual kiss. I could tell Sharon liked hearing me talk like that. So I pressed on. You were my dream girl all these years, I confessed. Watching you when you least suspected it.
Oh, fucking shit.
Sharon cried out against my arm in one of those half-cry, half-screams before sinking her teeth into my bare skin. By now, my cock was stinging to be inside her. I'd been slowly motioning my hips all the while, dry-humping against her glossy thigh. But now, I knew she was ready for me to seal the deal at long last. If being inside this glorious, voluptuous woman was half as wonderful as making out and touching her was, then I was in for a divine outcome. United together in a dominant kiss, I reached below to hook Sharon's juicy thigh as I shifted my weight back. She knew exactly what my intent was and widened her legs for raw, unadulterated intercourse. With my cock in hand and her lips proudly on mine, I guided my flaming spear of life toward the mysterious yet desired womb I had wondered about for nearly my entire life. I shivered, reminding myself just how unimaginable this moment was, how far I'd come since staring at Sharon with sexual eyes as a boy. That brief heated instant right before a man sinks his cock into his woman has to be the most defining event in a man's life. Lust or greed drives most men. I was driven by pure need. This wasn't something I just wanted to tag or bag. Conquering Sharon sexually, the mother of my deceased best friend, would culminate a lifelong ambition. On this night, with my motions and efforts, I would do all I could to show Sharon just what she meant to me and how much I wanted her for all time.
Oh, Christopher,
whispered Sharon as I felt the radiating heat from her pussy bathe my cock. I collapsed just from the reality of it all hitting me. Regaining my determination, I lifted myself up, propping my weight on my left hand while my right clutched my cock, aiming it at the object of my ambitions.
Just let it happen,
assured Sharon as her hands graced my sweaty face. I had never seen the way she looked at me. She looked as if a teenager about to lose her virginity. A celestial vixen about to be cast off a 1,000-foot cliff. Her eyes and body said yes. And that was all I needed to see. Looking down briefly, I motioned forward slightly as I watched the wide, bulbous head slip between her darkened folds. I balked, locking up in that initial slip inside of my cock. She did too as I saw her lovely stomach compress. I took my right hand away, balancing myself atop her as we both watched the marvelous act of luscious intercourse. The sight of our bodies uniting in glorious love captivated the both of us.
Look at that. My God,
uttered a weakened Sharon.
God damn, you must be 9 inches long.
You made me that way, I replied, sending a shiver through Sharon's bronze flesh.
Oh, fuck yeah,
she answered, holding her breath as another 3 inches sank inside her flesh. My eyes clamped shut, aghast by the searing heat and wetness of this vixen's extraordinary pussy. I couldn't tell what was sexier. Watching her pussy swallow my cock, or knowing it was a woman I had known since I was 5, allowing me to finally fuck her as a grown man. now are devoted equal.
Oh my God. Look at you disappear inside me, baby.
Purred Sharon, raking her nails up and down my thighs and ass.
Sweet Jesus. You're not even halfway in yet. Oh, fucking shit.
Sharon's head fell back to her pillow as the veins in her neck swelled. Her face turned as red as fire as I slowed my steady surge in. I knew I was too much for her to handle, at least at first, which I respectfully held back. Reaffirming my grip, I began to soothingly caress those silky hips, admiring the sexy suppleness of her ripe skin. I couldn't tell if Sharon was in pain or in sweet agonizing ecstasy. But I held off momentarily as I admired the intoxicating sight of her tan, buxom body. She let out a shrill that blasted all over the room, exploding her breath and all of the anguish from the past few days. Perhaps this was, I hoped, therapeutic for her. Some good hot sex, looking down to see her healthy-sized breasts. I quickly smothered my face in her left tit, swallowing her entire areola into my famished mouth, stroking her nipple across my tongue and front teeth. Sharon's pleasure peaked once more, cradling my head to her bosom.
Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Feed from mommy's tit, baby.
Her words lit another fire within as I gripped my jaw as far as humanly possible, inhaling as much delicious breast as I could before renewing my scrupulous stabbing of her beloved womb. It then hit me when she said, Mommy. What did she mean exactly? I brushed it off, overwhelmed by the blistering warmth of Sharon's pussy wrapped around my cock. I silently prayed I could last at least 30 minutes before coming. I didn't want to blow early and risk the chance of regretting what we did. I knew the longer I would hold back and make love to her, that the more of an impression I could make. Oh, but God almighty, those hips and thighs just begged for my cum. Oh, this was going to be tough, especially taking in all of her lush, buxom body, illuminated by that low nightlight. Oh, and those... God, and those delicious big breasts. I glanced back down to see most of my length was inside her. Oh, enlivened, I slipped at Sharon's mouth yet again, curling my hands underneath her shoulders to hold her steady. I made one long, slow lunge, sinking all the way into her as I felt my sweaty groin squash her pubic hairs. Oh, judging by her reactions, it was like looking at pure living art being created right in front of me. She held her breath as if in pain, but her misty eyes exuded pleasure throughout her gorgeous state. Am I hurting you? I quickly asked.
No, just give me a second to get used to you. God, I feel like you're in my stomach, baby.
I want to go deeper, I urged as I suckled my tongue in her ear.
Oh, my baby.
Sharon wailed as if freed from years of heartache.
God, yes. God, yes. So deep. Oh, so fucking deep, baby. Just stay like this for a second. Just like this. Inside me. Deep.
Both of us took our time and rejoicing in the fulfillment of our union. Kissing her lips anew, we made out for what felt like an eternity. I could feel Sharon's inner muscles grip my cock at random. Each time she graced me with her clutches, I shuddered like I was bitter cold. I'm in love with you, Sharon, I confessed. Totally.
Oh, fuck, baby.
She responded, slowly drawing her syrupy thighs around my ass to seal her in even tighter.
You're so sweet.
I mean it, I cajoled. I don't want this to be just a one-night stand, Sharon. I want this forever. To be inside of you. Just forever like this. Sharon held my face to hers as she delicately clutched my cock with her pussy muscles once more. But this time, her eyes held a much deeper sentiment to them. I could see she was visibly moved by my tender disclosure. We sat there, united in spirit, body and mind, as we swam in the other's eyes for an unknown amount of time.
You're the same age as my son,
she replied with a tone of sadness. That's right, I answered, slightly pushing in deeper as I sighed. Is that wrong? With total conviction and honesty, Sharon motioned her head no as she tilted up for another kiss. Her tongue glided inside my mouth as our flesh began to sway together. My hands reached down, promptly grasping her thick thighs as I pulled all the way out of her dripping womb. Sharon gave a slight moan slash cry of sadness as I left her. Yet it wasn't but a second later when I slid back inside, slicing through her like a hot knife through butter.
Oh, yes.
She had adjusted to my length and girth as I prayed she couldn't wait to really start fucking.
Oh my God, you're so young, you sexy ass man, you.
She exhaled, staring right at me with a hazy-eyed, crazed look.
Fuck me really good, honey. Give mommy what she needs.
Yeah, I eagerly said, relishing the feel of her pussy and those thick, glossy thighs. I want to fuck you so good. So deep. There was that whole mommy thing again. I wasn't sure if I should pick up on her cue, but caution and care was at the wayside anyway, as all that mattered was plunging myself as deep as humanly possible inside this ravenous, busty woman, planting my cock all the way in. I curled my toes to gain that extra inch of leverage, and hopefully depth. It worked.
Oh.
Sharon inhaled a drawn-out gale of air as I unceasingly sank inside her. Then a thought crossed my mind. What the hell? Oh, mommy, I gasped, amazed by the damp, lush flesh of Sharon's cunt. Sharon locked up in shock, clenching her fists while stroking my back and ass. Wow. I loved seeing that untamed reaction. It was like I set a raging beast loose. The veins and muscles in her neck swelled as she held her breath while clenching her teeth. All that mixed with the sheen of perspiration on her face made me even more proud that I was sharing this timeless act with her.
Oh, fuck your mother hard, baby.
Sharon hissed.
You know how I want it, don't you?
I always have, I retorted, picking up the tempo as our bodies began slapping together, echoing throughout the room in a glorious concerto of the pure sense. This roleplay got the better of me. Although I didn't quite understand it, I was willing to go along with it to get Sharon excited. Watching her eyes get blood red with unconstrained urgency took my breath away. I had never made any of the few girls I'd slept with do this. Reaching such an emotional climax within seconds of merely mentioning the word mother to our lovemaking. I gulped back my shock, revering the magnificent sounds of our flesh smacking together. All five of my senses were on sordid overload, and it was just a matter of time before my seed would be spilt. The thought of Sharon making me come was mind-boggling to even grasp, let alone realize. Both my hands now gripped her glossy thighs while we sloppily kissed and tongued each other's chins, jaws, and faces. I muttered mother a few times as Sharon lingered in her state of sheer ecstasy. My glazed cock pistoned in and out again, and again, with insatiable gusto. Our symmetrical rhythm shifted to a faster pace as it was clear how Sharon wanted this. I lapped away at the salty sweat on the nape of her neck, reminding myself of all the years I stared at this mystical neckline, sometimes being the only skin I would see for her for years. That memory alone was enough to fuel my dreams and fantasies. Now I was lapping at it like a primitive animal in heat.
I can't believe. How could you feel?
Sharon cried, her voice wavering with each violent thrust. Mother, I warned, carelessly gnawing at her earlobe.
Don't pull out. Don't pull out. Don't you dare pull out of me.
And to think all I ever heard before were girls telling me not to come inside them or to get freaked out by my orgasm. This one, shared with a woman of experience and grace, was giving me permission, actually telling me not to pull out. This time, no fear or guilt would be tacked to a magnificent orgasm. Only pure, raw need, just as it should be. Casting aside those fears, I really tore into Sharon, lifting myself up to my knees. I clung to those caramel thighs I dearly loved, and bore down into her like a madman. Her words kept echoing in my mind, all in her tone of assertive necessity.
Don't you dare pull out of me.
The way she said dare, the scolding yet demanding inflection in her voice made me almost cry. Oh, watching those big honeyed breasts weave back and forth, staring into her loving eyes sent me over the edge. I passed the point of no return, knowing that Sharon's pussy would soon be welcoming the sperm of her biggest fan since he was 5 years old. Reminding myself of the fact did it, violent spasms began their massacre on my flesh, ripping me in half as my resplendent orgasm took hold. Screaming out, Sharon, mother, mother, I locked up, paralyzed by the insanity of that blistering ecstasy of coming inside a woman for the first time in my life. Sharon's legs wrapped around me, hooking her ankles behind my ass as her back lifted, putting her weight onto her head, with her hands clawing her lengthy tasseled hair, crying out in splintering magnificence. Sharon writhed below me, as I think she too was coming, her waist and stomach spasmed countless times as I did my best to keep my hold, now cupping that sweet, big ass. Her eyes rolled back in her head as a long moan of an unearthly whine, groan and roar mixed together as Sharon's back relaxed, then bowed again, rupturing for her own orgasm. I must have been pouring gallons of hot, boiling sperm into her because I was still coming. Having never come inside a woman, I had to admit that it was the experience of a lifetime. Embracing my inner animal, I reached up with my right hand to grasp her neck, bringing her open mouth to mine for a blistering kiss to ultimately seal the deal. Sharon's primitive moans were muffled as my tongue openly swam in her mouth, still thrashing in and out of her. Her teeth came down on it before anchoring her legs deep into my flesh once more. I could tell she didn't want me to leave anytime soon, And I wasn't about to protest. Hell, if I could, I'd spend the rest of my natural life inside this angelic woman of purity and excellence. A woman who actually wanted my seed inside of her.